Hi, my name is Tatiana Panchishna. I am 15 years old. Today is Friday, November 6th, and I'm speaking... 26th, sorry. And I'm speaking with my Paulina Panchishna, who is my mom. And we're recording this interview in Flower Mound, Texas, in the United States. And we're in our living room. Okay. So, what is your earliest childhood memory?
I remember that I'm standing in front of a grocery store and it's dark outside and the window of the store is bright because there is light, bright light inside, and I see that there is a dog coming up and it's barking at me.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
I grew up in Ukraine, and I also, my grandparents lived in Russia, in the area where there were mountains, and I always, my favorite thing to do was to visit my grandparents during summer and winter breaks, and I had two friends there, and it was my best memories are probably from the time that I visited my grandparents and the time I spent with my friends. I think I had a very happy childhood, and I didn't like elementary and middle school at all, but high school was started to be more fun, but overall I think I had a good childhood.
Okay. Did you have any jobs as a teenager?
I once did a survey for a company who wanted to do started doing business in Ukraine, and I was walking from store to store or business to business, and I was telling them about the company and asking questions, and it was a short term job, but that's what I did. But I didn't have a lot of, other than that, I can't say I worked as a teenager. I worked during I started working in my early 20s, but I didn't have jobs as a teenager other than that one.
Okay. Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
I can't say I had kind of very definitive idea of how my life would be. I always hoped that I would travel a lot, and I always thought that, or I wanted to live somewhere else or go somewhere, go abroad, and in that sense I think my dream came true, because when I was younger I did do some travel. And then we moved to the United States, so I don't live. It's not that I wanted to leave Ukraine necessarily, but I wanted to live in other places too. And now I'm living in the United States, and I'm happy with my life here.
Did you think you were gonna live in the U.S.?
No, I never imagined that I would live in the U.S. I thought I would be, I didn't think I would live abroad. I thought I wanted to visit some other places in Europe, but I wasn't even sure that I would go to the United States, and I certainly didn't think that I will live there or here. So yes, it's interesting.
Okay. If you could pick any career, which would you pick? What would you pick?
maybe a teacher, but I'm not sure what exactly I would teach. But I think I wouldn't be too bad as a teacher.
I think you'd be a good teacher.
I probably wouldn't be able to work with little kids, or I don't know. I feel like I don't always have enough patience. But for students who would be interested in my subject, I think I could be a good teacher. And another thing I would like to do is something related to travel. I don't know exactly again what that I guess I don't have a dream job. I do accounting, and I think I think I'm quite good at it, and I like it for the most part.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far that you are the proudest of?
I think my children. I have two great children that I'm very proud of, and yes, I think it's a lot of work to raise children, and especially in a different country where there wasn't a lot of support. But I think it's something that's definitely the most important thing in my life, and I'm very happy that I have my daughter and my son.
Okay. Are there any traditions that have been passed down in our family, and can you tell me about them?
I think we have we definitely have some traditions from Ukraine, from our Ukrainian culture, and for example, we always for holidays we cook a lot of dishes. It's a tradition that you have to have a lot of different kinds of food on the table, and so I think that's what we continue to do. And also we celebrate New Year, or we try to.
We celebrate it.
Yes. I don't know. We cook some food. I try to cook foods that my grandmother cooked, my mom cooked, and I hope my daughter
will. I have to learn how to do it too.
Will learn it too. So that's definitely, I think, a tradition of cooking certain dishes that we ate in Ukraine.
Okay. Out of all of our family members that you have heard stories of, who do you think lived the most interesting life?
Interesting. I'm not sure. I had a grandmother who was very, she was a very, she, her life was not easy at all. She worked hard from a young age, but she was so, she was a kind person, and she was always open. As a child, I remember I always felt that regardless of what I did, or if there was any, I felt like I had a problem, she would always be able to solve it, and she would make it look like it's not a big deal, that we can always, you know, fix it. Or she was never tired for me to help me, or to offer her support, and I could always talk to her about things that worried me. So I know, and she would tell me about her life. It was not like it wasn't it was difficult. She always made it sound fun, because she did, or she tried things that she was not afraid to do things in her life, and or like move to new places, try different jobs, or make a I don't know how to say it in English, but to summarize, I guess it was my mom's mom, my grandmother.
Well, you know, Babushka jumped off the roof of a building.
Yeah, that's
I think that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, but oh. Like she built, she made the, I don't know how to say it in English, it's parachute.
Oh, yeah. A parachute.
A parachute.
She out made of a bed sheet?
Out of bed sheet, and she would jump off the, like,
a
roof of a small, it was not a tall building, but it was like, I don't know, like a building they had in the yard, you know, where they stored different uh-huh. kind of yard.
It's like a shed?
Shed, yes, but still, she got hurt, I think, not too badly, but still, it just showed that she was always, she wanted to try new things, and she was always able to find interesting things in life, despite okay. the fact that the life itself was rather difficult.
Okay. What is one of the most important lessons that you've learned?
It's really difficult to predict how things are going to be and how people will act, and myself, including myself, in certain situations. And also that... I don't know if it's an important thing, but it's definitely something that I find or I found unexpected, that sometimes I felt happy in the circumstances that were very difficult, and you wouldn't think that a person would feel happy or like, you know, but I really felt alive and sometimes happy when I was doing something or going through, like, during a difficult period in my life, when I was able to do something that made it better, I really felt the happiest. And sometimes you meet people in difficult circumstances, and you suddenly can see you can find out things about yourself that otherwise you wouldn't know. And when I act a certain way that I think is good, and I didn't expect it, that's really interesting. So anyway, it's just what I learned is that it's difficult how that things, when we feel happy, it doesn't always in the circumstances when everything is good. Sometimes it's the other way around. When everything is not, it's difficult. You can still find, not find happiness, but by doing something that you have to do to get out of the circumstances, you really feel that you achieve and you feel proud of yourself and I guess happy even.
Okay, well, I think that's the last one. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Mama.
Не слишком плохо я говорила.